welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm Senior Pastor Team Leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We begin with a word of prayer. Lord, be with us as we spend time in your word today. Lord, we recognise that you are no one's debtor. And so, humbly and yet with real expectation and confidence, we look to you as we invest these minutes of our time. We know that you are the good and gracious God who gives to us abundantly, more than we expect, more than we ask for, more than we dare hope for. So, Lord, feed us richly from your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue to reflect on the theme of love, and I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8 through to the verse 13. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish things behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Well, such powerful, powerful words on the love of God, and so challenging for us. Today what I want to do is reflect on love from the perspective of the cross. As we continue to drill down into this chapter, we see how these words reflect the love of God that Jesus shows to us on the cross. There's a story of someone in a township who, in South Africa, they lost their way. They knew that there was a building, a church with a cross on top, and it was near their home. And this person, this young child actually, said to someone that they saw in the street, "I'm lost, can you help me to get home?" But they weren't able to tell the person really their address or anything about where they lived. And that person said, "Well, I want to help you, but how can I? I've not got the information." And the girl said, "Do you know that church with the cross on the top?" And it was a big landmark in the township. And so the person did know it. And she said, "If you can get me to the cross, I can find my way from there." Okay? If you can get me to the cross, I can find my way from there. And that's a powerful thing for us as we reflect on the love of God, the love that never fails. How did Jesus show his love for us on the cross? Well, first of all, we see that he shows his forgiveness. He says, as he is put on the cross, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." The cross shows us the love of God. It shows us his extraordinary perseverance and self-control. Why did Jesus hang on the cross? Why did he not answer the taunts and come down from the cross? Was it because the nails held him in place? Well, yes, on one level it was, and yet he could have called on legions of angels to come and help him. And he was and is the Son of God. At any time, he could have come down from the cross. The old hymn puts it well. Was it the nails that held thee to the tree? No, it was thy love for you and me. Jesus' love for you and me, Jesus' love for each one of us is what held him to the cross. And we see in the cross, in Jesus' self-sacrifice for us, that extraordinary love, willing to bear the pain, the loss, to pay the cost, to pay the price for sin. Such is his amazing love. The first thing we need to do in this reflection is just pause and thank God for his extraordinary love. We praise him that we are so loved in Jesus, with that love applied to our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Glorious, glorious love. We worship him. We reflect on this love. We rest in that love. We recognize that we are more loved than we ever knew, ever dreamed of. Yes, we've messed up. Yes, we've gone wrong. Yes, we're like the disciples that we thought about yesterday. But yes, also, we are deeply, deeply loved by our good and gracious God who has given us everything in Jesus. He loves you that much. We rejoice, we exalt, we revel in that love, and we recognize, and this is where we need to journey to, we recognize that we are called to love as Jesus loves, a perfect love, a love that never fails. And of course we will fail in this, and there is forgiveness there for us. But God gives us of his Spirit that we might be people who love the Jesus way, who love with a cross-shaped love. One of the things that this will surely mean is that it will cost. All the things that we've said about Jesus on the cross are deeply costly. His forgiveness of others, his hanging on the cross when he could have come down at any moment, his bearing the price and the penalty for our sin, these things are immeasurably costly. And if we love in Jesus' way, it will cost us too. Perhaps you're on a journey of love with a particular person, a particular group of people, a particular situation in the workplace, and it is costly for you. Pray for strength to continue in that love. Indeed, we are going to pray for you in just a moment. You have begun the journey of love. You are continuing the journey of love. May you persevere and be patient in the journey of love, that your love might even be, well, almost perfect. As Jesus' love was, he gives us his Spirit, he gives us his power, he gives us his help. He is alongside us day by day by the power of the Holy Spirit. May we grow as disciples, and specifically today, may we grow in showing forth Jesus-shaped, cross-shaped, wonderful gospel love. So I do pause and do want to lift before you, especially those today who are struggling to love. Perhaps you recognize that's you. As a community of podcast pilgrims, we want to lift all such today. If someone's finding it so difficult to love, if it seems impossible, if today was the day where you said, I'm just going to give up, loving that person. I'm just going to give up loving that church. I'm just going to give up persevering, being patient with these people. Lord, be with such people. Give them strength. Give them courage. Give them an inner renewal by the Holy Spirit. Fill them afresh that they might not only have been people of love in the past, but may they be people of love in the present and future, so that their love is as close to perfect as it can be this side of heaven. Receive God's grace, receive God's Spirit, receive the encouragement of God's word. Be people of love, even as Jesus on the cross loved and loved again. In Jesus' name.